This should be a schus for Refua Shalema, for Chana Leachaya, Bas Bas Yatsivya. First, I want to thank Rivka Gary for giving me the schus of speaking to such chashuva women. This week's parsha is Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor starts with the Isser of a Kohen becoming Tamei Lameis for anyone but certain close relatives. A Kohen cannot attend a Levaya. A Kohen may not be allowed to do the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim in a hospital. Attending a Levaya and being Mevaker Cholim are mitzvos for anyone else, but for a Kohen, it may not be allowed. As girls and women, we are always reassessing where we are in life and what our priorities must be. There are times in our lives that we cannot do all of the mitzvos that we may want to do, but we must know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this circumstance, and we must serve him accordingly. Just as the Kohen forgoes other mitzvos because of his special status. We must recognize where we are at each stage of our lives, because our circumstances are always evolving. Our lives are always changing. In this parsha, we are told to count the days of the Omer. It says, "Usifartem lachem mimachras haShabbos." Rav Shraga Kalos says that the counting of the Omer is to show us that our circumstances are always changing, that even though some things may not be as we want them to be today, we are counting the days toward a better future. On Pesach, there is no chametz, but as days progress, we are in the circumstance of being after Pesach and eating chametz again. This is a lesson for us, that our own circumstances are always changing, and that even if today things are not the way we want them to be, we are counting the days, looking toward a better future. And lastly, this parsha is Parshas Emor, milashon amira, to say over. There is lashon dibor, which is stronger, and lashon emor, which is a softer way of speaking. Following the tone of the parsha, emor, let's soften our self-speech. Let's not be so hard on ourselves. We shouldn't say, "My davening isn't good. I never do things right." What is important is that we are trying. Stay away from self-talk like, "It's taking so long for what I want to come to be. My life is so hard." Be positive in what we say to ourselves. Instead, we can say, "Things will get better." We can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in advance for fulfilling our bakashos. Let our messages to ourselves be soft and positive. Emor. A guten Erev Shabbos.